Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The charming children's book, The Adventure of Pincus McGee by Denise Steele, is the tale of Pincus McGee as she starts her day thinking about the fun she will have with her aunt that day when a butterfly flutters by her. She's mesmerized by the gracefulness of the butterfly as she watches its every move. And before she knows it, she starts shrinking to the size where she can get on the butterfly's back. And they fly away together, and that begins her adventure. Denise was born and raised in California. For the first 10 years of her life, she lived in the country. Because her dad started horseshoeing for a living, he needed to work in a cooler climate than where they were living in the San Joaquin Valley, so her family moved to the San Francisco Bay Area. At first, the change of lifestyle by moving from country life to that of living the suburbs of San Francisco was difficult, but she eventually considered the move a blessing. Her and her family loved exploring their new surroundings, especially the city of San Francisco. In fifth grade, she was given the assignment of writing and illustrating a story to be read to the kindergarten class. Many years later, that is what led to her interest in writing children's books. Prior to writing her first self-published book, she worked as an assistant to multiple loan officers. Though things started to take a turn in 2005, she started experiencing symptoms that led to her not being able to work as of 2008. During the interim, she was going from doctor to doctor to doctor, trying to find out what was going on with her health. It wasn't until 2017 that she finally received the diagnosis of having MS. As the saying goes, when one door closes, another door opens. Suddenly, not being able to work was a door closing, but discovering her interest in writing children's books was the door that opened. Denise Steele, author of The Adventure of Pincus McGee, joins us on This Week in America. Denise, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you for having me.
What a wonderful job you've done with this book and your other books, which we will talk about during the course of the interview. Denise Steele, the author of The Adventure of Pincus McGee. Let's go back to that fifth grade experience. What was it about that? What do you remember about the assignment and writing that story?
I remember the name of the story, Sophia the Sidewalk, and I had to do like one illustration, and I wish that I had kept the book, but I never did. I didn't keep it, but years later I tried to, rethink it and, try to rewrite it again. And then I read the story to a little girl, and she really liked it, and she said that I will never litter again, and I go, oh, well, that's a good lesson to learn.
Yes.
I'm so glad that a story that I wrote could have that effect,
That's an amazing story, and it started at such a young age for you, and then you went back to that and started writing again. What was that like going back? You've got an interest in children and guiding children, and it comes through in the books that you've written. What's it been like to go back and write stories that have a positive impact on a child's life?
I hope it has a positive influence because, I really do love children, and I really want to see them make a good impact, in society and become good people, So if my books can do that, it also helps them to be well-rounded people. The one story with Pincus McGee teaches them about animals, just help them to have a well-rounded outlook on different things in life.
Yes. Our guest on the program is Denise Steele. That's Steele. If you're Googling, her book that we're talking about, and we'll mention the others here in a second, is The Adventure of Pincus McGee. That's PincusMAGEE. Book available at all of the usual places, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, LitPrime.com, and Denise's website through THRU, ChildrensEyes.com. I want to talk about the website because if you go there, you can talk about this. You can write a review on your books. Talk about what the audience can do in writing a review.
Well, First of all, I would really like to hear from people. You know, it'd be so nice. I mean, because, you know, I go on there and I do look to see if, you know, if anyone's wrote a review. And, you know, I just want to know what people are thinking, you know, for maybe, you know, future books. And, yeah, so, you know, one thing I would like to mention is that if somebody wrote a review not that long ago, the system went down and they lost some of the reviews. So, you know, they might want to check to see if the
Oh, yes.
review rewrite it or something. I don't know.
Always dealing with computer issues. You've
I
got so
know,
much
I know.
technology that's to make our lives easier, and usually it works out that way, but
Right,
occasionally
right,
it
right.
doesn't, yes, and you have to go back. So if you've written a review at Denise's site, go back and make sure it's still posted. If not, go ahead and repost. Denise Steele is our guest on the program. Her website, throughchildrenseyes.com. Through is THRU. You'll get information there on Denise's other books. Give us a little bit of background. Tell us the titles of the book and a little bit of background on each one. And by the way, the video version of our interview that's on YouTube, and if you just Google it, YouTube, if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and click on videos, you will see it there. We've got the book covers, but talk about the other books, because this is Pincus McGee is one in a series of books that you've written.
Right. There's also Email Pals, New York City and San Francisco, and it's kind of basically a travel log, for children that are going to these different either well either they could be traveling to those cities or just you know a mental traveler. You know, they
Oh,
could be
yes.
you know learning about these different cities, and I think it's good to learn about things like that, you know, about your surroundings and things. And in fact, people that live in those cities might not even know that some of those, you know, like in San Francisco, there's Angel Island. They might not know about Angel Island to go to, that you go there and ride your bikes, you know, I just, you know, things like that. So then there's that I Will Take Care of You. That is for children. Just want children to know that are. I wish I could go to hospitals and read the books, but my health doesn't allow me to do that. But I really want children to know that they're not alone in their battle with their sicknesses. You know, that they have their family, their friends, you know, to help them along. And so that book just kind of brings that out. And then there's let's see. What's the other one? Oh, Ego the
Ego
Cat.
the
Ego the Cat
Cat.
is just a silly book that I wrote. It is what it says. It says it's a bedtime story. It's a perfect bedtime story because it's very short. And then at the end, Ego yawns, which you know how yawns are contagious. And then he says, well, it's time for me to go to bed, and shouldn't you be doing the same thing? And so, you know, it just kind of leads to naturally a person going, children going to
Oh,
bed.
yes. I like that. I wish I would have had that as our kids were growing up. That would have come in very handy. Where was Denise when I really needed them? But be there for grandkids so we can use it that way. Those are all the
You
books you'll
have grandchildren? You have grandchildren?
yes, have a couple, but they're old enough now that I don't have to put them to sleep. So that
Okay. Okay.
So we'll do that for great grandchildren, and no, I don't have
Okay.
any yet, but I could. So that's a topic for a different program. That would have been so nice to have those. Denise Steele, Steele, is our guest, talking about her newest book, The Adventure of Pincus McGee. Book available at Amazon, Barnes and Noble, all of the usual places. I mentioned in the beginning the love for San Francisco. That's had a great impact on your life. What are your some of the favorite memories you had of San Francisco and why they're so important to you?
Well, my dad loved to go on adventures or exploring. He'd always do these exploring trips. So we would constantly go into San Francisco and just explore around, find new spots. And what we would do a lot on Sundays, he would pack us up in the car, because it was like 45 minutes away, San Francisco, from where we lived. And we get a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken, and we go to San Francisco, go to Golden Gate Park, and, you know, eat our meal, and then we just, you know, explore. And let's see, the other thing that I remember a lot of, there was a place in San Francisco, there was a restaurant called The Hippo, and they had this dessert there that we would drive at night just to go to have a hippo kiss. It was a hippo called The Hippo Kiss. And yeah, so I'm wondering if any listeners out there know anything about this. Then I will mention earlier about going to the Angel Island bicycle riding. I love doing that. That was so much fun. Because I like to ride, I love to bicycle. And it just, you know, you don't have to worry about traffic. You just go there. Yes. And, you know, it's just, and there's nature and all that. It's just really nice. And then, there are many beautiful beaches that I love going to. So those are my big memories of San Francisco.
Sounds like a great place to grow up, and the impact it had on you. We see in your writing, the latest is The Adventure of Pincus McGee. That's an unusual name. How did you come up with Pincus McGee?
I have no idea. That name just came to me, and I have no idea where it came from. It just came to me, and I was like, who is Pincus McGee? Why is that name in my head? And I even Googled it, because I was like, "This guy, who is that?"
Oh, yes.
And nothing came up, and I'm like, that is so weird. I should write a story about that, you know, because I like the name. So then the name just, then I took off from there.
Well, I like the name as well, Pincus McGee. And talk about the adventure she goes on and where the idea for this adventure came from. How did this whole story, the adventure of Pincus McGee, how did this whole story tape come together?
I have no idea. I just know that one of the things about storytelling, it's your imagination. You just let your imagination go wild. And that's, you know, what I did. I just like, okay, what is it, you know, what am I going to do next? In fact, I think of this story as being, and now a children's book, you don't usually think of them as being page turners, but I kind of think of this as a page turner, because it's just like, you never know what's coming up. It's like, what's going to happen next? What's going to happen next? So I like that about, you know, even when I was writing the story, I was like, okay, now what's going to happen? What am I going to do? You know, I just let my imagination just go wild, and that's what happened.
Well, even at the end, and I don't want to give away too much here, but as a reader, you're like, okay, what just happened? There are several scenarios that could play out. Was that intentional on your part? You sort of leave it up to us, and we can sort of decide which way we want to go with how the ending came about.
Yeah, I wasn't sure how to end it. I ended it different ways, and then at the end I was like, you know, let me just end it this way where they're wondering, you know, they're left wondering, okay,
yes,
what happened, you know, where, you know, anyway, I don't want to give it away either, how it ends.
Yeah, but I didn't want to say too much there, but the child will have fun, as you will, if you're reading with the child, to the child, sort of figuring out what happened at the end. It's great for discussion and for thinking as you're going through that process. And you mentioned before all the animals involved. They got the butterfly that I mentioned in the beginning, but there are a whole parade of animals that she comes in contact with, isn't there?
Yeah, and a lot has to do with my experience with animals, like the giraffe. I remember going to this amusement park, and you could feed the giraffes, and I just was amused by the tongue. It was just, their tongues are just so awesome.
Yes.
Have you seen them?
Yes.
They're long, and they're kind of purplish, and they just wrap around the leaf or whatever. It's just interesting. And then went whale watching one time, so that's what, you know, what came up with that. And then I love otters, so I mentioned otters in the book. You know, just different just different thing. I love, you know, the cat family. I love cats. Got two cats myself. You know, I just love animals, period. So.
Well, and it's good you get the child exposed to that and different types that they may, giraffe and otter. These are things they may see, they may hear about, they may never see in their lives. And they come to life in Denise's book, which is available wherever books are sold. Of course, Amazon for one, her website, all of the information there and all of the books on sale through childrenseyes.com. And through is THRU, through childrenseyes.com. We have all this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. How about the challenges of illustrating the book? Once you have this idea, it's no longer just in your mind or it's a story, it's a visual story. How did you go about finding an illustrator to do the books?
Well, it was through the first one, Email Pals, was my next door neighbor. She was an artist and she encouraged me to have my book published, and she said, I'll illustrate it for you. She just was really good. I love her illustrations.
Yes.
And then the other illustrations were from went through a self-publishing publisher, and they just did they chose an illustrator and they did illustrations. And of course, I got to, you know, put my two cents in, but part of the fun of having the book published was seeing, you know, my book come to life, you know, seeing how they pictured the characters. And so, I like that whole process of the illustrations.
Well, in all the books, they are beautifully illustrated. They really do a nice job of taking the story and taking it to a different level. We can visualize as we're reading the copy that Denise has written. Four books available now at her website through childrenseyes.com. What are you working on now?
I'm not really sure. I have one in mind, but I'm not really sure. I'm just wanting to see how these ones do, and if they, you know, if they sell, then I guess I'll continue, but otherwise I'm not really sure.
Well, you're doing a wonderful job with this, and the books are so well done and so meaningful, and they're available, and you can support Denise by picking up a copy of any of the books or a series of the books by going to our website through childrenseyes.com, and through is THRU. Denise Steele, you can Google that and get all the information, and of course we've got all of that on our website as well. Who influences you as a children's writer? Was there anybody along the way as a child that you particularly enjoyed reading or influences you now? Or is this just sort of your interest that you've developed on your own?
I think it was that my teacher, the sixth grade teacher, you know, her,
yes.
She really was very much into getting a person to use their imagination, being creative. That teacher emphasized creativity like nobody I've ever known. And I know that she liked that I'm a creative person anyway. And she really encouraged that, got that, you know, out of me. And I got to see the importance of it and, you know, how good it is to be, you know, creative, you know, so that's kind of how it came about.
Well, so often it goes back to a teacher who was able to spark something, and the creativity and the love of writing that she was able to do for you. What does it feel like when you get response, when you have a child that enjoys the book and you get that feedback, read a review, or a parent talking about how this book, this really quality time they could spend with the child, or the child would go off and read this and get lost in this world of travel as you have in one book, or Pincus McGee in another. What's it feel like when you touch a child on that level?
Well, unfortunately, I really haven't had that much experience because the books are just now coming out. That's why we're doing this.
Yes.
talk show is because so people can get to know about the books, and hopefully they'll write in, you know, give me a review, and they'll let me know how their kids think about the books and all that. I look forward to that. But other than that, I just, you know, have shown some friends and they like them, you know. But, you know, it's hard to be subjective when, you know, with your with friends, you know.
Yes.
You don't know whether they're just being nice to you or they really, you know, really like the books, you know. So, although one of my friends, he just loves the Pinkus McGee book. He just loves it. So, you know. That's the only one I've really gotten feedback on.
We would encourage, because this new process that Denise is going through, get a copy of one of the books, of all of the books. Go write a review and give her some feedback so she's got knowledge on where to go with this creative career that she started now, the second career in writing, returning to fifth grade and all the pleasure she had in writing. So give her a little bit of feedback as you're reading all of these. Denise, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you so much for this.
Oh, thank you, Hal, for having me.
Very nice. You were doing a remarkable job with this. I love the books. I love the illustrations. I love the messages. I love the imagination you tap into in the reader, a child and a grandfather as well. So continued success. Thank you for joining us on the program today.
Thank you.
It has been our pleasure. Our guest is Denise Steele, Steele. The book is The Adventure of Pinkus McGee, one of four books available through Denise. Her website is through, THRU, childrenseyes.com. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, litprime.com, all of the usual places, and information available on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.